Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
We have to tell stories. Tell some quiet ones!
Shh, shh. Pa's trying to sleep. We'll be quiet, Pa.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John. Brian's here. Dalton is out. He's going to be out for a while. Is this a long extended break, or we don't know? He might pop in.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's so, whatever you can think of.
Well, I mean, he has his own hours, but he complains about the 3 days he's here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have that luxury of having just any days. I want to just get out of here. You don't either.
No.
You have to be here.
I'm caught in a trap.
We're solid. And you can't walk out. But it's not because I love you too much, baby. That's for sure. We've got CBS Sports Brief coming up in just a little bit, too, as well. Today, we are celebrating... What are we celebrating? Graduation week.
That's right.
Yep. Next week is TSSAA Spring Fling in Rutherford County. Memorial Day is in 11 days, and the last full day of school is in 14 days. May 28th. May 30th is a half day.
It is.
That is when you get your report cards. But they aren't really cards anymore. They're like sheets of paper, or you can look on the computer. So
you don't get your grades.
Well, they want you to go. You know, it counts, that kind of thing. But our graduation week, and now it's time for our graduation week countdown, and here is your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, Stewart's Creek and Rockvale have already graduated, but today is the big day for the Smyrna High School Bulldogs. They will graduate at 7 o'clock tonight at the Murphy Center. The rest of these, Murphy Center, unless I tell you differently. Time, 7 o'clock, unless I tell you differently. So coming up,
okay, go ahead.
Coming up tomorrow, it will be Blackman graduating. Holloway will graduate tomorrow at Life Point in Smyrna, and Eagleville will graduate on their gym floor, all 7 o'clock. Saturday, it's a big day. 3 graduations: Riverdale at 10 o'clock, Laverne at 2:30, Siegel at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday we wrap up the graduation season with Oakland High School on Sunday at 2:30, Central Magnet at 7 o'clock. And then everyone will be graduated.
That's it. It gets fewer and fewer on our graduation report.
Yeah, we've got 2 down and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to go.
I was privileged to go to Wilson Elementary's senior walk where the seniors come back. And they walk the halls and see their first grade teacher, their second grade teacher, and so forth. Very privileged to go to that. A few tears by parents were out there,
oh, yeah.
You know, because they bring back all those memories when they used to be really active in school with them, to where, you know, they don't go by out of school at all. And so it brought a few tears, but it was really great.
I saw some pictures from that from Jacqueline King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's got one,
Jacqueline
Clarissa.
Joey. Yeah,
and I think Brianna's graduating from college, so they got double graduations going on, and I still got the occasional, you don't remember me, do you? And I actually did remember them. That was a really good class, but I do remember them.
Did you remember all their names?
No, but they didn't ask about their names. I just, do you remember me? And I say, yeah, I remember you. I didn't have
there
to.
There wasn't a follow up question.
No, I didn't have to. Yeah. There wasn't the what's my name thing.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I was probably 98%, which was pretty good for an old guy. So it was fun.
Well, how many of the same teachers were there from when they were there till now? I bet.
I think they FaceTimed some of them.
Oh, really?
From their school. I know Miss Creekmore did. And, Miss Long is in Nashville, I think, at Christian School down there. The one that was torn in the hurricane or a tornado.
Oh, Donaldson Christian.
Donaldson Christian, yeah, she's there.
So I remember seeing a picture. Jacqueline and I are Facebook friends, and I saw a picture that had Andy Ezell and Sherry Rambo, and both of them have retired, I guess, but they were both there.
Well, Andy's in insurance. He's not retired, but Rambo's retired. But I met Andy out there at the front parking lot, so we walked in together. I think they were kind of shocked to see us.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, but it was a great time. Miss Barnes did a good job of that. And
was that the first time they've ever done that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, now that she's done it,
yeah,
I told her, you can't go back now. You got to keep doing it.
And there may be other schools that follow suit.
I think there are. Some are still are doing that a little bit.
Are they?
She may have gotten that from some. I don't know. I don't want to take away from it, but it was really good. We've got to take a look at our first look at the weather here coming up. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, increasing clouds. A spotty shower is possible well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 72. And then Friday, better chance for showers. Storms also possible and highs make it into the upper 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Looking for the best Blue Raider gear in town? Raider Tees has you covered. From stylish apparel and hats to unique MT-themed gifts and accessories, we've got everything a true Blue Raider fan needs. Whether you're headed to the game, shopping for a fellow fan, or just want to show off your Middle Tennessee pride, Raider Tees is the go-to spot. Stop by 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS, and check out our unbeatable selection. Raider Tees, bigger, better, and go blue.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Timberwolves are headed back to the Western Conference Finals after defeating the Warriors 121-110. Julius Randle had 29 points and 8 rebounds in the win.
Julius Randle was incredible. What a series, you know. And he's always been a really good player in this league. I think he has taken a leap. I remember playing here early in the season, and it looked like a tough fit, and they didn't have the spacing. You know, they missed Towns and... And you fast forward to now, he's 13 for 18 tonight. He was just incredible the whole series. We couldn't stop him.
That was Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. The Celtics kept their season alive with a 127-102 win over the Knicks. Jaylen Brown, 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 12 assists. In the NHL playoffs, the Oilers are headed back to the Western Conference Final after eliminating the Golden Knights 1-0 in overtime. And the Panthers crushed the Maple Leafs 6-1. They now lead the series 3-2.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. Track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. Pretty neat little app.
Yeah.
I have been having a lot of trouble this morning adjusting the volume over here. Evidently, somebody that uses the mic on... overnight somewhere, Did we have any shows on it on Wednesday night?
No.
I don't know. Some seemed like maybe it was during the day after this show's over.
Probably.
It's really loud.
Oh, is it loud, huh?
Yeah. I mean, just about, whoa, knocked me down. So whoever's doing it quit.
Well, I mean, we can.
I mean, it could be anybody, really. I mean, a guest. Maybe you brushed up against it while you were redecorating. You've been painting.
No, I didn't.
You've been painting a lot.
There have been a few little.
We got some frosted glass.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. We're uptown.
Just, you know, trying to let people know we're still alive here.
Mm-hmm. We've got lines in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way some people can, like, park between the lines.
I wonder who does that.
I don't know.
Are you talking about me?
No.
I never park between the lines. I always park right in the middle there.
I know, in the middle of two lines.
Well, I have to make sure I don't get my car keyed or anything like that. Yeah. You can't just park right on the edge of it there. Melissa and I never bother you in the mornings on where we park. You're the one that parks like a merry-go-round. You're back in the back, up in the front. I mean, you're everywhere.
So I am not going to park by the sidewalk.
No, I know that, yeah.
So
I always park by Scott's big truck.
Yeah.
But usually there's nobody here in the mornings.
True.
So I maybe might park in the middle. I might. I might. Our good neighbor of the day today is the staff at Fantastic Sam's on Franklin Road. They're today's good neighbor of the day for being super sweet, fast, and great at their job. It was a great atmosphere inside the salon. Fantastic Sam's on Franklin Road will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
They, Fantastic Sam's has made quite a comeback. It's kind of called FS Cut and Color and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I remember that's a name from 80s.
Yeah, sure is. If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day like our friends there, let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Birthdays and anniversaries, same number. Call or text for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. And today's holiday, let's go with National Chocolate Chip Day. Not chocolate chip cookie, but chocolate chip.
Oh, okay. You ever had a bag of chocolate chips, eat them when you were a kid?
Probably.
Probably not. Our song of the day. Best rap songs of all time as we finish up the week. This is by Wu-Tang Clan. Are you the Wu or the Tang?
I'm Wu. Although I like Tang.
624, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. As of today, families can begin applying for Tennessee's new Education Freedom Scholarships for the 2025-26 school year. The controversial program, which uses public dollars to pay for students' private school tuition, passed during a special legislative session this past January. There are 20,000 scholarships or vouchers available for K-12 students, which are worth around $7,000 each. State records show that 230 private schools have either expressed interest in participating or have officially registered to accept those vouchers. Nashville police continue to investigate a disturbing scene near Belmont University from Wednesday. A man was found dead in the driver's seat of a car that crashed near Belmont. Police say the man had gunshot wounds. The car crashed into a tree near 16th Avenue South and Wedgwood early Wednesday morning. Investigators have been canvassing the area for evidence and nearby surveillance video. The victim, meanwhile, has not been identified. More news in 30 seconds.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
An arrest has been announced in connection with a mass shooting last month in Memphis. Bakari Roberts is charged with criminal responsibility for facilitation of first-degree murder, arson, and theft of property. Roberts has an extensive criminal record that includes illegal possession of weapons, theft, and vandalism. Six people were shot, and one victim died at the scene. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've got Good Neighbor Events, and then Rewind. Another check of the forecast, and our first look at traffic, and that's just in minutes, just coming up around the corner. John and Brian with you. Dalton taking a day off or two, like he always does on Thursday, Friday. And I was watching last night, watching House Hunters on HGTV. You ever watched House Hunters?
You know,
you probably never watched HGTV, have you?
I do when I go to Murfreesboro Medical Clinic in the waiting room.
Well, I was watching House Hunters, and there's this couple, and they decided they want to buy a house. They're renting, you know, right mm-hmm. now. So they decide they want to go buy a house. They give the real estate agent a budget of $300,000. Now, just think in your mind what $300,000 can buy now.
True.
Okay? $300,000. That's the budget. So the real estate guy, here's what they want for their $300,000. They would like 4 bedrooms, at least 2 baths, one with a tub, and they also want a fairly good-sized backyard for the dogs. And they want open concept and a bar, you know, kind of thing. What do you call it?
Island.
Yeah, an island. That's a big going thing, island.
Yeah.
And also no carpet, all wood. No carpet upstairs. This is what this one lady wanted.
Oh, 2 stories too then.
Oh, 2 stories, yes. Yeah. And preferably the bathroom separated between two, you know, separates the 2 bedrooms upstairs, maybe 1 bedroom downstairs. That's okay for $300,000. So the guy gets them. First of all, he goes to the condo thing, you know, because they're going to be a little cheaper.
Sure.
Had everything they wanted
except the backyard.
The girl turned it down. Nope, if I don't have a place for my dog. Well, they have dog parks and all these condominium things, you know. You can go walk the dog, but anyway, no, that wasn't good enough. I mean, it is crazy how they want, and if there's any remodeling done, some of the husbands like to do the remodeling, but most of them say, and I want to be turnkey, you know. It is amazing, though, the demands that they want for $300,000. So the guy goes, okay, I'm going to show you one, and by the way, they want it next to in the city. Or next to their friends. They don't want to go out to the suburbs and get a cheaper home, you know. So the guy shows them one in the suburbs, and it's got everything they want, everything they want. And they go, well, how much is it? And he said, and now this is the limited end. This is the small end of it, $425,000, you know, which is reasonable. I mean, it really is reasonable. And
well, it's unreasonable, but it's reasonable,
yeah, right,
considering.
And considering the day's prices.
Yeah.
And they go, and the girl goes, no, 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 no. We're not doing that. I mean, so they finally settled, I think, for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But they want a basement if they can get it, for also finished, or they want a bonus room for the kids to play in, You can't get that for $300,000. No. I mean,
what area of the country were they in?
I think this was like Pittsburgh.
Oh, of course.
That area.
Near a big city?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
And they want to get it next to their
local coffee club area where they go get their coffee in the mornings. It's just crazy. But last night, there was a girl. She was 24. And what I loved about it, she was so different about everything. It's like, oh, I don't worry about that. You know, it's like an ugly green. I don't worry about that. You know, she's the only one I've ever seen that just wanted to get a place cheap. You know, it didn't matter what the cost. You know,
well, if it's green, you can paint it later.
Yeah. She was pretty cool about it. All right, we've got to do some Today in History. We've got a minute 28 to do
turn
it.
To Turner Security.
All right, 1905, Las Vegas is founded in Nevada. Mickey Mouse makes his first appearance in 1928. 1957, evangelist Billy Graham launches his crusade in front of 18,000 people at Madison Square Garden. In 1958, Gigi, based on the story by Colette, directed by Vincent Minnelli, premieres in New York. Gigi. 1961, Bonanza. It hits number 19 on the charts. That's how popular that song was.
The song, wow.
In 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary win their first Grammy, If I Had a Hammer.
I had a hammer, I had a hammer in the morning, I had a hammer in the evening, over this land.
And in 2004, Shrek 2, directed by Andrew Adamson and Kelly Asbury, with voices by Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz, premieres at the Cannes Film Festival. Cannes. And 2009, Farrah's Story, a documentary following Farrah Fawcett's battle with cancer, airs on NBC. And that was our Today in History. Very rapidly done. Coming up, it's Rewind with Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
I left my heart.
May 15th, 1963.
In San Francisco.
By Tony Bennett won the Grammy for Record of the Year. May 15th, 1967.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time.
Paul McCartney met his future wife, Linda.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
3, 2, 3.
And this date in 1987, the release of the comedy Ishtar.
They were just a couple of songwriters.
Starring Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty.
Does this look like an Oasis?
It was a box office bust. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, increasing clouds. A spotty shower is possible well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 72. And then Friday, better chance for showers. Storms also possible, and highs make it into the upper 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. They were moving a wreck 65 southbound at Trinity Lane a few minutes ago. Popular spot for this time of the morning, has had it clogged up a few minutes ago. 65 south still running slow there at Trinity Lane. 24 is loading up to Murfreesboro up to Antioch. Now watching it build through the Mount Juliet area. I-40 westbound coming in from Wilson County. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Go by and see them. It's a lot of fun. Order online today. princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got
hay. Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The Rutherford County Heart Walk is at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning over at Gateway Island. It's near the hospital behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Memorial Day is almost here, and it brings the healing fields flags of remembrance. It's next to First United Methodist Church, over on Thompson Lane across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum, this coming Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget, this is the 50th anniversary year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market. It's over at the Lane Agri Park. The local Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And happy 50th anniversary to everyone with the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service for making this possible. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer, is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Well, we researched, we checked. The Cannes Film Festival. It's the Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes, yes.
Like, I think she adds an
Cannes
S.
Cannes Film Festival.
Say it again. Do it again, lady.
Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, maybe she doesn't.
You need it a little slower?
Cannes Film Festival.
See, she adds it at the end. Can you hear that? It's real
Cannes
light.
Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes, but it's a little light.
Cannes Film Festival.
I think you're hearing the S.
Oh, well, I think not.
It's spelled, you know, the phonetic is K-A-N, then film, and then festival.
Okay. Well.
Cannes Film Festival.
Do you not hear that at the end of that?
No.
Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes Film Festival. You don't hear that?
Cannes Film Festival.
Well, not the way you did it there. All right, do your joke anyway.
You know, I read this article that says if you're attacked by a bear, you should lay down and play dead.
Really?
Seems suspiciously like that bear wrote that one, don't you think?
I don't know. I was still working about Cannes Film Festival.
No.
I'm going to give you a 4 because I didn't really pay attention to it. How's that? Okay. 6:41 on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. President Trump visits U.S. troops in Qatar and talks up an enviable American nuclear arsenal.
Hopefully it's peace through strength. Hopefully they don't have to use it. Because if you use it, I feel sorry for the other guy, but we don't want to have to use it.
The president's watching from the sidelines as Russia-Ukraine peace talks get underway in Turkey. Vladimir Zelensky's there. His Russian counterpart is not.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt.
President Trump has refrained from calling out Mr. Putin. He's given no indication that he considers the Russian leader's no-show a snub to his attempts to get a ceasefire.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on President Trump's bid to stop lower courts from holding up executive orders, including ending birthright citizenship. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Justices Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh have already intimated that they are skeptical of the legality of nationwide injunctions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee, ACLU-TN, and Holland & Associates PC have filed a new legal petition in Davidson County Chancery Court challenging the Tennessee's Department of Safety and Homeland Security over its refusal to issue accurate driver's licenses and state IDs to transgender individuals. The case stems from the ongoing lawsuit Doe et al. Versus Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, originally filed in April of 2024. A central figure in the suit, identified as Jane Doe for safety reasons, claims that the Tennessee Department of Highway Security's refusal to provide an ID that reflects her gender identity has created obstacles in her daily life. Another plaintiff, Chrissy Miller, had initially succeeded in updating her license, only to face a demand to surrender it or lose her driving privileges, a move that was later halted by judicial order. Despite a court directive in September of 2024 for the department to reconsider its stance, they affirmed in January of 2025 that they would not accommodate gender-affirming ID changes. ACLUTN responded with their current petition, calling the state's actions discriminatory and dangerous. Meanwhile, in a story that may hit closer to home for drivers across Rutherford County, gas prices have crept up by a penny, with Tennessee's average now sitting at $2.72 per gallon for regular unleaded. That minor bump was just enough to slide the state down to fourth place nationally for cheapest gas. In Rutherford County, prices are slightly below the state average at $2.70. Diesel drivers aren't spared either. The state average now stands at $3.24 per gallon, making Tennessee the 12th cheapest in the nation. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Kubota Orange Days delivers the savings you need for the life you love. Shop a wide selection of equipment at your local dealer, including America's number one selling compact tractor, and get your perfect match delivered to your door. Designed for comfort and built for performance. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,000 off select compact tractors. Sales ending soon. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
When you partner with CDW, your people get more out of technology. CDW AI architects deliver Microsoft services to automate tasks and boost productivity, helping sales reps connect with more customers, remote teams collaborate seamlessly, and small businesses compete at scale. That's amazing. Make amazing happen. Microsoft and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/modernwork.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Thank you, Sheriff Sergeant Brady Green. A listener called for help when her father had a heart attack. Sergeant Green is a state-licensed advanced emergency medical technician. He teaches basic life support to all deputies. Thanks to Sergeant Green, a bag valve mask is in every Rutherford County Sheriff's car. And the listener said, "To me, I'm most thankful that Sergeant Brady Green's work allows me to continue to love and enjoy my dad."
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, Let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter. They get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. But we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together. And we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning. It's 6:48. I'm still thinking about the Cannes Film Festival. Cannes?
How it's spelled C-A-N-N-E-S, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
But
Cannes Film Festival.
But it's not Cannes. It's not Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes Film Festival.
Okay. So I'm just going to say we went to the Cannes Film Festival. Okay.
Cannes Film Festival. Cannes Film Festival.
I'm just going to say, yeah. Okay. Silent S. Whatever. Yeah. I'm just hearing things, I guess. It is a very, you know.
Well, it's in. What, France?
I think so, yeah.
So, they do weird things there anyway.
Hey, do you think so?
Cannes Film Festival.
I don't know. Entertainment news, got some.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, entertainment news.
Well, you didn't let me put that.
Of this French city, right. What is the typical French pronunciation of this beautiful city on the Mediterranean coast in the sunny south of France on the Côte d'Azur that hosts the famous movie festival every year with all the celebrities and the red carpet? Well, how do you go about pronouncing this? Well, first you have to know that the S at the end of Cannes is definitely silent.
Yep, so there you go. I did not know.
We got to the bottom of it.
Well, who did you talk to there, Pierre?
Pepe Le Pew.
It's silent. It's a silent S. Mm-hmm. Cannes Film Festival. Oh, excuse me. The Cannes Film Festival.
There you go.
I don't know. I sound Romanian or something when I do it. Anyway, entertainment news. Yeah. Rumor has it, Sandra Bullock. And guess who her co-star is going to be? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a new dark romantic comedy thriller.
Really?
You know, like True Lies, you know, something like
that. Okay.
I mean, it's going to be adventure with comedy and romance. Keanu and Sandra. You know, they've been in like three movies together.
I did not know that.
And they confessed that they used to have a crush on each other when they did Speed. They both had crushes on each other, but neither one of them said anything. So now, here they are.
Wow.
But now he's got a girlfriend or he's married or something. He's been dating.
And what was the...
Speed.
Okay.
He didn't do Speed 2. And he should have, but I'm glad he didn't, because it was terrible. Speed, the first Speed was good. And then they were in a romantic movie, Lakeshore Drive, Lake something, Where the Lake Blooms Fly or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Have you found it yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're doubting me again.
No, I'm not doubting. It's a weird combination, but that's kind of a going thing about kind of dark, comedic movies. What made me think of it was Ray Romano recently and Lisa Kudrow. They were in that No Good Deed.
That was a series, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Well, it's like Mark Wahlberg and Halle Berry were in one, you know, where she played his ex-girlfriend and got him into all this trouble. So, or got him into Spy Game or something. So anyway, that's the entertainment news that I have. Then that's really all I do have on entertainment. Sorry, I didn't add much.
There's some entertainment news. They're going to reunite for this movie, like you were saying.
They haven't. So. I think it's the same producer that, or the director that did one of their other
Speed,
movies.
Speed. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
did you see Speed?
I don't think so.
Oh gosh, it's great. I can't believe you haven't seen it. I'm sure you have.
Maybe I have. I just
they're
don't
on
remember.
A bus, and the guy's got a bomb on the bus, and he's the police officer that jumps onto the bus and helps Sandra Bullock's driving the bus. She's a passenger, but she has to drive the bus. And if you go up a certain speed, the bomb will go off, so she can't go over 55.
Interesting. I don't know that. Oh, I have
you've
to.
Got to. You've got to. Yeah, you've got to watch it. You've got to. Yeah, you've got to see it. I can't believe it. That was early 90s, too, I think. I can't believe you didn't see it.
I was busy in the 90s. I guess.
You were dead in the 90s if you didn't see that movie. It was the most popular movie of the year. All right, here's some birthdays for you to celebrate today.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Oh, we do have some birthdays today. In 1918, Eddie Arnold, American country music singer, Make the World Go Away.
Make the
Tennessee. Good old boy, Eddie Arnold. 1937, and Madeleine Albright, first female U.S. Secretary of State. 1941, K.T. Oslin, American country singer, born in Crossett, Arkansas. She had a good voice.
She did. She died. She did die. Didn't
she? She died. 2020. Yeah. Okay. 1953, George Brett. 1956, Dan Patrick. 1967, our friend John Smoltz, like we know him. Emmitt Smith, 1969. And Ray Lewis in 1975 of the Baltimore Ravens. Locally, Craig Edwards, Kelly Beam, Kim Buford, Jim Barlow, Gene Edmondson, and Paul Randall Dickerson.
Well, those are the names we have so far. Call or add to the list, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, increasing clouds, a spotty shower is possible well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 72. And then Friday, better chance for showers. Storms also possible and highs make it into the upper 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Good morning. Trying to finish the paperwork on this wreck. Everybody still staring at it. 65 South at Trinity Lane. Coming down Ellington Parkway right now from the top down to the bottom has picked up. So has that traffic volume. Trying to get out of Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area. Right on schedule, actually, on I-40 going westbound, headed on through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to call, and that's STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels,
Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
May the odds be ever in Maya Hawke's favor.
Happy Hunger Games.
Always has a nice ring to it, right? We've been really impressed with all the casting hits for the Hunger Games prequel, Sunrise on the Reaping. Now Maya Hawke's getting into the arena. She'll star as Wyrus, a Hunger Games champion turned mentor. That'll be out next year. And look for Maya in the final season of Stranger Things, out this year. Oh, Bridgerton fans, do you think we forgot about you?
Dearest reader, the time has come to place our bets.
Indeed, better brush up on your Regency accent. Netflix says the hit show will have a season 5 and 6, and season 4 will finally drop in 2026.
Could it be true?
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're approaching news time at 7 o'clock. Brian, are you ready? Your show's coming on. I mean, same show, but you're the host.
We'll figure out.
Okay, well, you're eating breakfast right now, so maybe you know... Don't want to do that on an empty stomach.
No.
The staff at Fantastic Sam's gets our Good Neighbor of the Day award. It was a great atmosphere inside the salon. They're fast and great. Fantastic Sam's on Franklin Road was going to see fireworks from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, all you have to do is text the word neighbor, 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information. Once you're finished, click submit, you're done. And then we'll make them the Good Neighbor of the Day coming up. Also, if you want to send in birthdays and anniversaries, you've got about a half an hour to get those in. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. In about an hour, we're going to announce all of the names we collect.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Did we have the Matt Wolf Entertainment Report?
Yes, we did.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Next best chance for peace.
I just hope that Russia and Ukraine are able to do something.
Supreme Court considers birthright citizenship.
It won't tell us whether President Trump is right or wrong on that issue.
Texas sizzler.
It's so hard to find things to do when it's so hot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Ukraine's President Zelensky says Vladimir Putin has sent a dummy Russian delegation to war talks in Istanbul, Turkey. Russia called Zelensky a loser and a clown. Zelensky is in Istanbul, and his challenge for Putin to go there too went unanswered. President Trump isn't surprised.
I actually said, why would he go if I'm not going? Because I wasn't going to go.
Secretary of State Rubio is in Turkey.
There is no military solution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This war is going to end not through a military solution, but through a diplomatic one.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on President Trump's Middle East trip.
At a breakfast in Doha this morning, Trump floated a new plan for war-torn Gaza. which he once proposed turning into a resort.
I have concepts for Gaza that I think are very good. Make it a freedom zone. Let the United States get involved.
Leaders here in Qatar have hailed Trump with an elaborate welcome and lavish state dinner. In an interview, Qatar's prime minister defended his country's offer of a free luxury jumbo jet for Trump to use as Air Force One. Qatar's new deal with the Trump family has also drawn scrutiny. A 200-acre luxury golf resort outside Doha to be built by a government-owned developer.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on three cases that involve the Trump order that looks to end birthright citizenship. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
Judges across the country are rejecting President Trump's efforts to end automatic birthright citizenship, three of those judges applying their rulings nationwide. President Trump has blasted those decisions, calling on the Supreme Court to act. Juan Perano, head of the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights organization, disagrees.
You're going to have lawsuits effectively filed in every single state. It's going to tie up the courts, and individuals may lose their protections under the Constitution if that happens.
The Obama and Biden administrations opposed national injunctions, arguing judges in conservative states like Texas, where opponents chose to file lawsuits, were dictating national policy. Now the shoe is on the other foot.
Now to Texas, CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering the stifling triple-digit heat wave.
Across large parts of Texas, everyone is focused on one thing. Staying cool.
It's so hard to find things to do when it's so hot.
For much of this week, triple-digit heat from Eagle Pass to Austin, with temperatures surpassing 110 degrees in some places. George Perez of San Antonio Metro Health told us the city has converted many libraries into cooling centers.
For one, they can come in and get some cool water. That's one thing we really have to worry about, yeah, is the dehydration.
The National Weather Service says this is one of the most severe May heat waves the region has ever seen. Experts warn that the human body is not well equipped to handle such a dramatic rise in temperatures so early in the year.
Also in Texas, CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us a mother is charged with providing her son the equipment needed to carry out an alleged attack plan at his middle school.
Parents at San Antonio's Rhodes Middle School are asking why Ashley Rosalindo Pardo would allegedly provide her son with everything he needed to carry out a potential lethal attack on his classmates. The boy, according to police, allegedly showed up at school Monday wearing a mask, camouflage jacket, and tactical pants, all provided by his mother, but then left shortly after. He was later arrested off campus. Police say the boy's grandmother reported him to law enforcement earlier in the day. According to an affidavit, she said she found him on Sunday hitting a live bullet with a hammer. He allegedly told her his mom gave him the ammunition and also bought him tactical gear. Investigators say before leaving for school, the child told his grandmother he was going to be famous. Later that morning, she alleges she searched his room, finding ammunition and an improvised explosive device. Police say they've been aware of the boy since January, when school staff caught him with drawings that included a map of the school labeled suicide route. But when investigators questioned his mother, according to the affidavit, she did not feel concerned for his behavior, later admitting she purchased her son's supplies, including ammo, in exchange for babysitting his younger siblings.
Dick's Sporting Goods says it's buying the struggling footwear chain Foot Locker for about $2.4 billion. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In a second day of testimony at the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura said the music mogul kept her in a cycle of abuse and exploitation, alleging that Combs threatened to release videos of her encounters with male sex workers. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
She said during that time she was forced to be in a hotel for about a week and she couldn't leave. She said, I wanted to go home. I told Sean I wanted to go home, as she refers to him in court. I told some of his handlers I wanted to go home, but they said I had to stay there. So you have that as a potential element that prosecutors will look at that when they probably do their closing argument.
Ventura is set to be cross-examined today. In recent days, outages in the tower at Newark Airport have rattled workers and travelers who've been subject to flight cancellations and delays. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has vowed changes, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us in congressional testimony yesterday, he revealed issues going back to last year.
We had seen some references to other outages in statements. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby, in fact, referenced a number of outages in his initial comments about Newark. So we're learning that some of these were going on at least back in the fall, raising questions about why measures maybe couldn't have been taken sooner.
A Georgetown University scholar from India has been released from immigration detention in Texas. A federal judge said Badar Khan Suri can return to his family in Virginia while he awaits the outcome of his case. Officials said his visa was revoked because of his social media posts and his wife's connection to Gaza as a Palestinian American. Ford is recalling more than 270,000 Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs due to an issue that could cause a loss of brake function while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning. Straight ahead, also a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, increasing clouds. Spotty showers possible well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 72. And then Friday, better chance for showers. Storms also possible and highs make it into the upper 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 69.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's moving a lot better than it was since we had that wreck earlier on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume on 24 westbound, passing 840 on the traffic building out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. through Wilson County right on schedule through the Mount Juliet area with that traffic volume on 40 going westbound, headed on over into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location, but be sure to order online throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday morning. Little throwback Thursday coming up.
Please sing a song.
We're going to talk a little bit about and listen to an excerpt from a very famous TV personality that wound up his career starting in radio in this area. And just kind of some of the funny antics that went on during, this would be about 75, I think, was the year.
I knew you'd have a good show planned for us. Good hour.
Yep. I think you'll enjoy it especially, because you probably remember listening during that time. So anyway, it is Thursday, so a little throwback. 1658, that's the number of episodes we've got down. Spring Fling is next week, starts on Tuesday, goes through Friday. Lots of things going on, so fingers crossed for good weather.
Then that's next week?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, man, I'm planning my vacation next week.
Oh, boy.
I won't be able to be here.
Yeah, we'll be at a ballpark near you.
Oh, right. You're not even acknowledging the joke. It's like, no, you'll be here. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten here.
How bad it's gotten
here?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, yeah, you're going. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a day off in 11 days, John.
What?
It's Memorial Day.
Yeah. We don't know how many teams are going to be in it yet, do we? Not fully. I'm going to bet we've got at least one. We'll have at least one.
Okay.
We've already got some in there, haven't we? Okay, never mind.
Some of the other sports and all that kind of thing. It's going to be a full week. Lots going on. My point is, this week you're dealing with graduation and restaurants full. Next week it'll be people from out of town, a lot more traffic on the roads, and restaurants full. So just
prepare. We're not going to be able to do our job here on the Wake Up Crew.
Why, sure we can.
Well, no. Don't those games start at 6?
No. No, they do not.
Oh. What about 7? Don't they start at 7?
No, they do not.
Oh.
About 10, I think, is the earliest.
Well, what if we're out till 10:30 at night? Oh, that doesn't matter to you.
No. Just up and at them. Memorial Day, 11 days away, and last full day of school is in 14 days. Okay?
I'm so confused about that, I can't even explain to you.
So
just even reading it.
You're out of school on Memorial Day, and you go back on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then you're out again, teacher work day. Then the half day is Friday the 30th.
So you got 2.5 days after Memorial Day to go to
Correct.
School.
Correct. Yep.
Those are going to be fun days. I sure wish I were back in teaching.
Monday, Thursday, days off. And then Friday's only a half day that week. So there you go. And this week, the best rap songs of all time. This is from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Dollar, dollar, million.
Did you used to sing with that group or something? You seem to know the words.
That's the only, and that was what made that one popular, I guess, is because of that saying, dollar, dollar, bill, yo. Hmm. So what are we doing next week, John, as the CEO of the Song of the Day?
What are I'm we doing Spring Fling. I don't have time to do this.
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, you're the CEO. You can't just let it stop.
The best songs of Glenn Campbell.
Okay.
Have we already done that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. The best songs of Glenn Campbell. I am a lineman for the county.
So Glenn Campbell's greatest hits.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You want me to give you the complete list where you can just throw them in there?
If you want to do that, or
I'll remember just... when we used to lie to people and say we were on the magic music calculator thing, and you know we'd punch a button, and...
music button.
But it still can do that, but we just don't rely on it anymore.
Well, I will put it into ChatGPT and say, "Give me the five greatest hits of Glen Campbell."
So the name has changed. It's ChatGPT or whatever. Right. Okay. Yeah. You like to throw those big names out there, don't you?
Yeah. No, not really. But
Wichita lineman got to be on there. Yeah. Oh, I can't tell yet, can I? I'm not supposed to say.
I mean, either way, I mean, you're in charge.
Okay.
You're in charge.
The best songs of the greatest songs of Glen Campbell. Mm-hmm. I'll write them down and let you have them at the end of the day.
We'll go with that. So speaking of the graduation schedule, let's kind of go over that again
We're
right in the heart of it. And today, it will be those at Smyrna High School that will walk across the stage at MTSU's Murphy Center at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Murphy Center, unless you hear a different time or location. Blackman will graduate tomorrow. It's Holloway, also tomorrow, at Life Point in Smyrna. And Eagleville, tomorrow, at their gym. Riverdale will graduate at 10 o'clock Saturday, followed by Laverne at 2:30, and Siegel at 7 o'clock. So three graduations during the day on Saturday. And then Sunday, Oakland at 2:30, Central Magnet at 7 o'clock. And that is your Rutherford County Schools graduation schedule. And we congratulate all of the graduates out there. There is some news about young people. There has been a new study.
Really?
That said if they would sleep more, their brains would be sharper. So they followed the sleep habits of about 3,000 adolescents, and researchers found that those who slept the longest outperformed the others on reading, vocabulary, and problem solving. Scientists say it's because we consolidate our memories during sleep, and it's what strengthens our cognitive abilities, but more so in the teen years.
Really?
And there has been an argument that, you know, starting school later in the day for teenagers. So I guess that's why maybe they go to school at 8:30 instead of, you know, like 7:30.
Well, I thought that was for the traffic.
It may be, but I mean, why wouldn't they let the little kids sleep in more? I don't know.
Well, to me, they've got it wrong. The little kids ought to go in later, and the bigger kids ought to go in early. You know, it ought to have the high school at 7:30 and the elementary at 8:30. But then again, little ones have a hard time after lunch, you know, hanging in there. So.
Well, and also I would think it has to do with maybe parents having to be at work.
Correct. Yeah.
And more high schoolers are driving themselves or whatnot. So anyway, thought that was interesting. Here's some sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Timberwolves are headed back to the Western Conference Finals after defeating the Warriors 121-110. Julius Randle had 29 points and 8 rebounds in the win.
Julius Randle was incredible. What a series, you know. And he's always been a really good player in this league. I think he has taken a leap. I remember playing here early in the season, and it looked like a tough fit, and they didn't have the spacing. You know, they missed Towns and... And you fast forward to now, he's 13 for 18 tonight. He was just incredible the whole series. We couldn't stop him.
That was Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. The Celtics kept their season alive with a 127-102 win over the Knicks. Jaylen Brown, 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 12 assists. In the NHL playoffs, the Oilers are headed back to the Western Conference Final after eliminating the Golden Knights 1-0 in overtime. And the Panthers crushed the Maple Leafs 6-1. They now lead the series 3-2.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah. We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 722, the Wake Up Crew continues this morning. We're headed over to the villages of Murfreesboro. And today we have the honor of talking with one of the residents at the villages. Marvin Isaac joins us. And Marvin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. It's a pleasant day.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. So tell me about how long have you been there at the villages?
I moved here from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I have enjoyed it very much.
So what brought you to Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
I was living in a retirement facility in Colorado Springs, and my son and his wife also lived nearby, and they decided to move to Tennessee. So because family is very important, I decided to move with them.
Oh, how awesome. So got family close by and still have your independence there at the villages of Murfreesboro. So that's awesome. So tell me what you love the most about living at the villages.
I think one of the most important things is food preparation. As a widower, I would need to do my own if I was living by myself. But here at the villages, the meals are prepared. I don't have to go shopping. I don't have to plan the menu. I don't have to do dishes. So it is wonderful to have all the meals served, and they are delicious.
You can do those things because, you know, the apartments are, you know, have appliances and all. But if you choose, like you, you know, cooking for one person can be difficult. And I'm sure that you enjoy Ryan's cooking, too.
Yes, he is doing a wonderful job.
So there are also that's high on the list, obviously, for you. Is there another thing or two that you really enjoy about the villages?
Being with other people about the same age, it is amazing how many wonderful, good people live in a facility like this. Not to have to be alone by myself in my apartment is a real big blessing.
We are talking with Marvin Isaac. He's one of the residents at the villages of Murfreesboro, and kind of talking about that, being with other people. There are also lots of activities that Jeb puts together, and from trips to activities right there at the facility. So I guess they keep you busy too.
Yes, that's right. There are activities that are scheduled. I think the favorite one for most residents is bingo, of all things. But there are other activities as well. And just to be able to visit with like-minded people is a blessing.
So I'm sure when, you know, the family decided to move from Colorado Springs and you decided to make that move as well, you did your homework. And being at a retirement facility, you kind of had a feel of, you know, what it should be, what you wanted. And obviously the villages was a pretty good fit for you since you decided to move there.
Yes, it was. I had not been in Tennessee since over 50 years ago, so I was very new to Tennessee. But when my son and his wife moved here to check out the state, and they checked out the villages, which I had never seen before I moved here in December.
And what was your reaction when you walked in the door that first time and maybe those first few weeks? Did it meet your expectations, exceed your expectations?
It did meet my expectations, and Hope, of course, whom you know, she was very good at helping me become adjusted to living here. So it was good from the go.
Well, that's awesome. And you've met a lot of new friends, and obviously that's really big. And I think Hope gets you to help her out sometimes with some of the tours. Is that right?
I do enjoy meeting new residents, and I have had the privilege of learning to know nearly everyone that is living here. And I do appreciate having these friendships and being able to just share with each other.
Marvin, what would you say to someone who's listening now that is thinking about community living like this, or a family member who would like to talk to their loved one about that? What would you say they should do? Is the villages one of the first calls you would make if you had it to do over again?
Visit the place and to be able to speak to a resident to find the viewpoint from a living resident in a facility rather than just from the marketing manager.
That is a very good point. And obviously your time at the villages of Murfreesboro has been fun, and you get to go out on those activities. Last few seconds here. What's been your favorite activity outside of the villages?
Most of my activities are involved actually right here at the facility, such as we have the Sunday afternoon worship service here, although at times visiting my son and his wife have been very wonderful for me.
Well, that's great. Marvin, I appreciate you spending some time with us today. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you. I've enjoyed speaking to you, and may God bless all of you.
That is Marvin Isaac, a resident at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You can find out more about the Villages at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com. They've got a Facebook page. Also, 2550 Willow Oak Trail out in the Medical Center Parkway area is where you can find the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a Thursday morning at 7:30 here from the Wake Up Crew on the Big G, WGNS.
And happy birthday today to Craig Edwards, Kelly Beam, Kim Buford, Jim Barlow, Gene Edmondson, and Paul Randall Dickerson. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Those are the names we have so far on the Birthday Club. If you want to add to our list, it's really simple to do, but now is your deadline to get it in. 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450, easiest to text. Can give us a ring as well. So let us know who's celebrating in about a half an hour. We're going to announce all the names and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Next up on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, it's Traffic and Weather Together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, increasing clouds. Spotty showers possible well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 72. And then Friday, better chance for showers. Storms also possible and highs make it into the upper 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Good morning. Starting to load up pretty good now on 24 westbound up through Antioch. All that traffic pushing in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's pretty sluggish on 65 northbound up through Spring Hill, approaching 840. It's also very busy 65 south at Trinity Lane. We've already had a couple of wrecks in that area this morning, making things a little bit slower as you come down 65 southbound through Madison right now. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof and your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Why? Because these guys are the best here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A new study from Texas-based construction firm Twisted Nail shows that Tennessee is climbing the ranks in commercial development, placing 9th nationwide in total spending and 11th per capita. With over $14 billion spent in 2023, or $1,974 per person, the state saw a 103.5% increase in commercial construction over the past 5 years. Much of this growth is tied to booming sectors like manufacturing, clean energy, and logistics. Local construction activity continues to grow, with new commercial ventures beginning at the county level. Before breaking ground, developers must schedule meetings with county officials by submitting a pre-construction form, underscoring the structured process behind this expansion. Tennessee's strong growth signals a robust outlook for jobs and new business development, especially in high-growth areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna. In another development within Murfreesboro, a string of graffiti incidents near West Northfield Boulevard and MTCS Road has been resolved thanks to diligent work by the Murfreesboro Police Department's Crime Analysis Unit. Officers responded to repeated tagging with phrases such as, quote, dope, quote, doper, and quote, AAB crew. Through detailed timeline analysis, the unit identified critical timeframes, leading to a successful surveillance operation. Detectives detained 19-year-old Joshua Wiley Hearns, who was later charged with vandalism, causing over $1,000 in damage. Authorities say that the tagging does not appear gang-related. Hearns was booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center and released on a $5,000 bond. He's scheduled to appear in General Sessions Court on June the 16th. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All right, back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS on a Thursday.
Do you remember these?
And on this Thursday, we're going to take you back to when Pat Sajak was spinning the hits, 1975, when a little prank was played on him here on the radio.
1975.
Yep.
Carpenters. Song called Sing. Or Sing Called Song. It's 3:20. Talk about songs. We have a brand new one. This will be the first time you'll hear it any old place. It's by Barry White. He's had a string of hits lately. Looks like he's going to have another one called Honey, Please, Can't You See? It's a short song. As it fades out. Barry White's done a lot of instrumentals lately, and that's just one of them. Let me explain here as we keep that song in the background. See, people in radio occasionally will, all right, will play jokes on each other. This is apparently a joke, you see. Our music director brought this little song in, and it's supposed to be Barry White. There's no way out of this, is there? I'll just... And, Dobrze, dobrze! Pass the gawumki. All right, you see, I'm Polish, and it's a polka, and it's a little humor there. It's 3:21, and so much for our world premiere. I'm going back to that big station in Warsaw. That's what I'm going to do.
It's the real thing in the back of your mind.
441-801, out-of-town call collect.
I liked it so much, I thought I'd give it another chance. All right, that was not a world premiere. You know, it's funny when you... Al, as program director, what do you think of people playing jokes on disc jockeys who are on the air?
Oh, I think it's refreshing at a time. I've maintained for quite some time that if done within good taste, broadcasting needs some of that. Remember back 20 years ago when television first started? It might be a little hard for you 20
being
years
18.
Ago. Yes, it would be difficult. But there were times in live television especially, and live productions, if something messed up, it was refreshing. Now, of course, you didn't want to do it all the time, but... little boo-boos and little pranks and little things. You can remember that. I remember doing it in 1960 up in Sioux City, Iowa. And you don't see that anymore. Videotape has done away with that. And I think it's refreshing once in a while to throw a prank now and then.
You know, you're right. When something does get all messed up and fouled up, it is refreshing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 minutes of refreshment.
Wrong. Do you mind? What is going
Wait
on?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's enough of that song, Pat. We don't have to play it anymore. What? We've played that song.
They've.
Are you trying to tell me they've done another thing to you? Pat, would you control yourself, please? What now has transpired?
Al, will you do the headline?
Will you control yourself? All right, I'm going to do the headlines and allow you a couple minutes to regain your composure, and then you can tell the folks what is absolutely going hysterically wrong with you today.
Read!
These headline developments on the half hour, the Agriculture Department says that the weather-wise, a bright sunny day outside, Pat, at 68 degrees. And now would you like to explain what went wrong to throw you into those convulsions?
You see, remember that song that was played earlier?
The thing Don Smith threw on you.
The polka, yeah. Well, to the news opening, by the way.
What happened to the little jingle there? Don't we generally have a little jingle that goes before the newscast?
Yeah, they put that song on that cartridge, too. And now I have a little cartridge here with my show opener jingle on it, and I'm afraid to play it.
I wouldn't be. One thing about it, Pat, always plunge forward, never retreat.
Okay, I'm going to start this machine. Here we go.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Pat.
On three. One, two, three.
Hey!
And then they did it to him again.
So they edited all of his carts that he was playing on the air.
Oh, gosh.
And it had the polka on it.
That is dirty. Whoa.
So it was his whole afternoon. So he got gun shy about putting carts in the, and playing them. And the owl that he was talking
intricate.
About.
That took a while,
yeah.
too.
That was Al Vex, who was, of course, a radio legend. He was the program director there. So, and Pat Sajak, 1975. He said he was 18. I think I heard him saying that. So,
yeah,
that's pretty crazy. So that's a kind of a funny throwback to some radio gold.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, with everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here this morning. It's a Thursday, May the 15th, and glad you've joined us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can manage your power with the MyMTE app. Track energy, pay your bills, and more. That's the MyMTE app. Find out more at, just search for it in the App Store. You'll find the MyMTE app. Want to say good morning to the staff over at Fantastic Sam's on Franklin Road, FS Cut and Color. They're the good neighbors of the day today for being a super sweet, fast, reliable staff that did a great job. The atmosphere inside the salon was wonderful, someone wrote in. So Fantastic Sam's, Franklin Road, receiving flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. You can contribute a good neighbor of the day easily. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways you can get in your good neighbor nominations to us here at the Big G, 1019 100.5 WGNSradio.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I read an article that says if you're attacked by a bear, you should lay down and play dead.
Really?
Yeah, seems suspiciously like something a bear would ride, don't you think?
Replay.
Well, now that I paid attention to it, yeah, it was actually good. Four. Since I paid attention to it.
We had a lot going on at 6:39.
Yeah. A lot of behind the scenes.
Oh.
Has anybody, you were doing the Pat Sajak thing, has anybody ever played a joke on you here like that?
No, I don't think so.
They're pretty serious here at WGNS.
There have been some funny things that have happened.
Yeah, but not planned.
Yeah. Back when I was a kid.
Except the time when we played big band music on the Wake Up Crew and
I guess
for
true.
April Fool's joke.
Yeah. There, It always seems to center around when you're delivering the obituaries that someone wants to, you know, do something to try to crack you up.
I could see that. I could see that. We also talked about today. House Hunters. Yes, we talked about an episode of House Hunters.
Yeah, they wanted everything for $300,000.
Unlimited expectations.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock are teaming up again for another movie. We talked about, can't read my writing, sleep patterns of teenagers and how they need to get more rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't think I listened to that, did you?
Well, that was just kind of like a little, yeah.
Oh, you're saying I didn't listen?
No. I had like a minute and
yeah.
I'm just trying to fill that.
Anything else that you can think of that we talked about?
Cannes Festival.
Oh, yeah. That's a silent S on Cannes Festival.
Cannes Festival.
But you will hear people say Cannes.
Oh, yeah.
They do all the time. So they didn't do their research like Brian Barrett did.
Well, we had a question and...
Cannes Festival.
I still think I hear an S in there.
Still?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Cannes Festival.
Well, not that way. You sped her up.
Well, no, that's the normal. I've slowed her down a minute ago.
Okay,
so
slow her down.
This is normal.
Cannes Festival.
No, you changed it. No.
And then this is the slow.
Cannes Festival.
Cannes Festival.
Cannes Festival.
Cannes Festival.
Cannes Festival.
Okay, I get the point.
I don't hear it. But anyway.
It's in there. That's all I'm saying.
Cannes Festival.
Well, how about we can the festival and go on?
How about we can the show?
There you go. Amen.